The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Pocket Pod, Animal Crossing, Alaska Glacier So Blue, Episode 202.
That deep voice person.
So husky. So sultry.
So resonant.
So Alaska husky.
Aww. So Alaska. That's so Alaska. You're a little bit Alaska.
A little bit Alaska.
Oh. It's crazy. It was a little bit Alaska.
Oh. And a little bit rock and roll.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics of that song. It's just a little bit Alaska.
I'm a little bit Alaska. Hey, song's over.
There's a lot more.
The song's over.
Her song.
Well, okay. Welcome back from a bit of a summer break on Apple Crossbows. Apple Crossbows Pocket Pub.
Yeah.
Episode 202. Guys, how are you doing?
We're doing better.
Leisha and I both survived.
I'm so
two
glad.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Sarah is in perfect condition. Leisha and I are survivors.
I'm at 93% right now.
That's very good.
I'm feeling like a solid 74% right now.
Yeah, good.
That's not
good.
Bad. That's passing.
Considering you're both at like, I think in my worstest, I was probably at a max, a perky 14%. Like I was.
That's pretty low.
I don't think I was ever that low. I think my worst, I was at like a 54. So
I was not that first day. I'm so glad that I just rested the whole day because I started to go to work and I was like, guys, I'm not doing well. Like in the morning meeting, like I couldn't even like sit up.
Oh my
god! I was like, okay, I need to go lay down.
Yeah.
The rest of the day, and I just
time
slept
out
for probably like 36 hours.
Oh my gosh! Your body needed to recover. It was trying its best. Yeah. It's like, let me take my time and get well.
Part of my trouble was the jet lag mixed in. Like I wasn't sleeping when I was supposed to be sleeping, and everyone was just like, sleep. And I was like, I'm trying.
I'm doing my best.
It won't let me.
Wow.
But the light is at the wrong time and I can't figure things out. And then I kept having people at my house at 8 a.m. and it was hard.
No.
In case anyone's wondering what we did on our summer vacation, Leisha and I both survived COVID and I went to Alaska.
Wow.
And we all actually went on vacation too.
That's true. Different vacations, different places, not together necessarily. Well,
different
not
vacations.
At all together.
Different vacations.
Necessarily nor in reality.
Nor in reality. Not necessarily together, also not together.
separate vacations. My vacation was Alaska, just so we're clear.
Right. That wasn't hyperbole. Joelle wasn't exaggerating and saying she went someplace far away. She legit went to the opposite end of
I know
the
some
United
people
States
say I went to like Alaska or whatever. I actually went to Alaska.
Wow. Yeah, we were ranging around the states this break because Leisha, you went up to the Northeast.
I went to the Northeaster of went to upstate New York. New York.
Where'd you go, Sarah? Where'd you go?
And I went to the beach in North Carolina's Outer Banks, which was lovely and beautiful. So
that's lovely.
Southeast.
Yeah.
The closest of our options, I guess. I don't know. Sure.
And no one infected you there. That's great.
You know what though? I was in a car. I wasn't any place that was like with people in general and beaches.
Well, you know,
nice
that's how
open.
I got COVID was being in a car with a certain producer.
Oh no.
For 7 hours.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It depends on who you're with, I suppose. And that was just the way it worked out. I'm so
sometimes
sorry.
You have to choose your family wisely is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same, JB, same. Thanks.
Looking at you, Timmy. Just kidding.
No, he did a great job.
Tim did a great job.
That's right.
I'm joking. He's right.
Tim was the only one.
He kept you safe. He's perfect.
That's true. Perfect, perfectly perfect indeed.
I did everything right.
But I'm glad you guys are doing so much better. And that Joelle has brought the tea along for the podcast to comfort and soothe, which I appreciate.
Yes. I got my vanilla honey tea going here.
Yum. My favorite is lemon pound cake from...
Lemon pound cake sounds like someone's nickname.
Lemon pound cake also sounds like delicious dessert. But what's the company that the lemon pound cake tea is from?
It is David's tea.
David's tea.
I know David's tea.
They have some yummy flavies, but the pound, the lemon pound cake one, it is a dessert in a cup, and it is great with said honey, as we were mentioning before the podcast.
Ooh,
honey,
it's lemon great. Pound cake tea.
Sounds
honey.
Great.
Pound cake. That's a song.
I do not know that song, but I like it already. And I think it sounds real fun. And it's a theme song to go with your tea, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
A plus. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, let's dive into a little what's new, if we may, which may or may not be New Horizons new.
Oh, so should we do the old one?
It's adjacent.
Yeah, it's adjacent. Let's
what's
do the old
new?
One.
Pocket Pod.
Pocket Pod. Whoa. Oh, that's right. I forgot we're all like differently timed. So
I thought you were going to do mbop.
Mm-bop.
You're like mbop.
What's new? Pocket Pod.
What's new?
Pocket Pod.
What's new?
What's new? Pocket Pod. What's new?
That was good too. I like this new What's New song, aka Mbop.
You know what? Episode 202, it's time to switch it up. We switched up around episode 100. It's time again. Let's do it. Mbop is apparently where we're going.
Hey, I'm not minding this direction. It's a happy fun time song, and we're wide awake and ready for happy fun times. So the new thing I want to quickly touch on is something that there was a Nintendo Direct today, which is the day we're recording is on Thursday, for Splatoon 3. So that's coming up soon. And it's Animal Crossing adjacent. I think some of the same creators worked on both things.
Splatoon 3, Splatoon 2, Splatoon 3, Splatoon 1.
And this is Splatoon 3. And if you want to check it out, if you've not played it before or you have played it before, I believe on August 27th, there's a free day to play for anyone who can download it to their Switch.
What?
And there's going to be a Splatfest where there are going to Splat.
And you can just try it before you buy it?
Yes, you can play a whole day if you want to just take that whole dang
August
day
27th?
And play Splatoon.
That's birthday weekend, guys. That's birthday weekend.
It's a birthday gift for JB. And you get to pick a team to play for. So there's three teams because there's three. There's like a new music group called Deep Cut for Splatoon 3. And they're very cute. And there are three members. It is Shiver, Fry, and Big Man. And Big Man is a manta ray. And he is very cute. They're very sweet. So it's three teams for this one. So it's the theme is rock, paper, scissors.
What's the
so
third one called? Big Man?
Big Man. Big Man
like
is a manta ray.
From Sweet Tooth?
Oh, Big Man from Sweet Tooth.
Big Man, loud boom.
Did you say it was Shiver? What was the second one?
Shiver, Fry. F-R-Y-E.
Ooh.
And Big Man. I almost called it Big Tooth. Big Man. For Big
Are the
manta
team
ray.
Colors still the pink and green, or is that different
Oh,
now?
Well, for this time, I know that the... Ooh, I think it's yellow.
Ooh.
Blue and what was the other one for
orange
because it's maybe it is orange because I'm trying to
purple
it could be any of these things but I mean just for this
bright
particular
colors
splash, right?
Teal.
yeah but yeah
chartreuse
I like
I
all
buy
these
it.
Guesses
I would buy
they're
it.
All perfect
berry
rock
ooh berry. Wild berry
fuchsia.
I was
fuchsia.
Just thinking that
fuchsia.
The rock, paper, scissors. I want to see if they... Oh. So it is kind of purpley blue.
Ah, like a raspberry.
Like a vibrant... Yeah. Like a... Well, no. Like a purple...
No, I'm thinking
but
like...
What did you say?
What here, do they call
I'll
it? Like
the picture.
You know how okay, Kool-Aid sorry. calls like blue raspberry? That's kind of the color I was picturing.
Oh. Well, you'll have to tell me what you think because I'm going to send
blue
you
blue raspberry is
capture.
Blue, though. Is it blue?
I don't know. Yes, probably.
I'm sending it in the talent section. For, Splatoon, oh, that's not it. I just sent you the link to the podcast.
That's Zencaster. I'm already here.
I know. What am I sending that? Here, I'm gonna try
a picture of Splatoon 3.
I hate when you there copy something and it doesn't copy to your thing and then you paste something and you're like, that is not the thing that I wanted to
that
paste.
That is not what I just had selected and pressed Control-C with.
Oh, I like this.
So, yes, they're very cute.
Big man. Big man looks like he was originally supposed to be a walrus, and then they made him.
I am very much team Big Man. I'm obsessed.
He's very cute. He's super adorable.
I like that color so much. It's great.
It's like a vibrant.
If
red,
I had to
pink,
guess,
orangey.
It's like a corally.
Corally
would pick him. The other two are a little creepy. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, they're creepy. Also doing a thing where they're both holding down three fingers on each hand, like little tentacles, which makes them look a little creepy, I think. But they're very cute. If you see them animated, they're
the
really precious.
What does three fingers mean? Does that have a
Splatoon 3, baby. Oh.
Well, technically it's six. Technically it's 12.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they should have just used one hand as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Each one holds up one finger, so it's just
way
one.
Too many.
There you go.
Way too
Come
many.
On, guys.
Yeah, but I guess I would call that just like a ultraviolet color on the left there.
Oh, ultraviolet.
It's
oh,
sort of like a soft ultraviolet. Yeah. I don't know what to call it.
It's like a royal blue.
Softer violet.
Violet, though. It's
also,
like a
we have to remember that our RGB displays look very different from
We're
screen
all
to
on
screen.
Different screens and displays. I'm looking at my really
mine
crappy.
Mine is the one true.
The one true one. Leisha's is the correct one. She has.
I'm looking at
it
this screen, and then I'm going to look at it on my phone. It's going to be like a whole different vibe here. Let's see.
That's a horse of a different color.
Your face.
What does Big Man have on his head? What is that?
It's like a little scroll thing. I don't know what it is. I'm sure that we'll probably get some more information. I can't wait to read more about these characters, and it's probably going to have really detailed stuff, much like we learned about, like, in Animal Crossing with the Hachimaki and the kimono ties for their robes when they have the sleeves
tied
up.
So which one is Fry and which one is Shiver?
Fry is the one in yellow.
Okay.
And Shiver is the one in blue.
I like Shiver's shoes, although I don't like the big toe split thing. That's not a thing.
Oh,
that
it's a tabi. Yeah, like the division.
Oh, yeah.
The classic.
But I do like the heel.
It is very cute. That's a super cool outfit.
So now that I'm looking at the color on my phone, I'm getting more blue vibes.
Oh,
like Leash. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing.
I know,
on this
right?
monitor, more purple on my phone, more blue.
I have to say,
so tricksy.
Interesting.
But I like Fry's pants with the intentional hole in the leg.
I also love how Fry is wearing socks that have open toe socks. So they're just like,
oh, yeah, they're like the ones that, you know, they remind me of. It's like when you have like a callousy heel and they like they're the therapeutic like
little sock with the little opening
socks.
For you. Yeah. Yes. It is super cute. I'm going to send you guys the music video for that was included in the direct.
Cute.
Because it is sweet. Then you can see them animated if you want to. Something else is neat about their little wraps that they're wearing, at least the one for Fry. And I think that Shivers does too. The little like kind of translucent wrap like lights up and flashes. It looks very cool. It's so
precious.
Amazingly cute. Oh, man. Splatoon 3. I'm very excited for coming up. Okay, yeah. If the people at home want to look up the music video, it is for Anarchy Rainbow, Splatoon 3 Deep Cut. Oh, this is the one from... That's interesting. The first hit for me is actually the UK's... Nintendo UK's video for some reason. I don't think it'll be any different than the other ones. But you can check that
it'll
out.
It'll have an accent. Azure.
They'll have a British accent with their fun little like octoling and squiddling language. oh, speaking of, okay, so that was a lovely Nintendo adjacent update. We're very excited for Splatoon 3. Also, another thing, JB, that you shared with us a while back.
Yes, it was like a month ago now.
Right? And tell us, would you care to share that lovely
thing? Yeah. I had a friend share with me, there was an announcement about Nintendo purchasing an animation studio so that they could have their own Nintendo Pictures
oh my goodness.
Like I don't know, production house or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they announced it or not. I didn't read the article. It was just a screenshot, so I didn't read the article, guys.
Oh, you're one of those people who reads the headline and forms.
Well, there was no link attached. It was just a screenshot that was sent to me, and I didn't actually go and investigate after that.
Google it.
Oh, I mean, no. I was getting ready for my trip. I don't know.
Tell me about your headline. Okay.
Well, my headline said it had a picture of Animal Crossing, had a picture of Pikachu. What was the other picture? Was it Splatoon? I don't even know.
It was the picture of
Link.
That would be a great movie.
That would be a great, long overdue movie,
might I say.
Seriously. Do you remember back in the 90s, they had all those great, like, you know, cartoons of all the popular games and stuff? It would be
swing your arms from side to side.
It is so long overdue to have like really good, well-scripted movies.
Can I tell you that Lion Cake does appreciate time. Those the 90s
the
Nintendo
90s cartoons.
Shows.
So it's great. I love that he appreciates these.
I love it.
Fun.
He
gems. I mean,
he appreciates all video game knowledge, history.
Like, you're doing something right, Leash. You're doing something good. Right.
So he sweet. Loves it. And yay! They're working on their gaming show, and they have a movie coming out, Super Shiren Sidekick. So they're still working on that, but
that sounds amazing.
Oh my god. That's awesome.
A lot of I don't want to compare ourselves to Gondry, but like it's very like practical.
Oh, are you talking about like sweeded music videos with sweeted effects?
It's more sweeted, yes.
I love
it. It's sweeted.
Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing. I'm very excited for this. I love those like the practical special effects that are just like super whimsical and perfectly adorable and homemade. Yes. I love. Sounds like a winning thing. I can't wait to hear more about Super Shira and Sidekick. Is Lion Cake Sidekick? I'm guessing he is
so.
Sidekick.
is there a different sidekick every week, or is Lion Cake always sidekick?
Oh my gosh.
I think he's always sidekick, but there's different enemies, and there's a lot of like foreshadowing and then like cliffhangers at the end.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Yes.
Green screen then, buses flying off cliffs.
And then Sherpy wanted to have her own like gaming show, like her bro.
Oh my god!
And she calls her fans. What does she call them? What's up, lizard fans? What's up, lizard fans? I'm just playing Roblox now. I've got to get to the obby.
Oh my god!
So much. Oh, can we please get some lizard fans shirts? Because I want to make sure.
Oh my god!
I'm already a lizard fan.
Right, I'm definitely a lizard fan too. That's pretty amazing.
I would like to be number one lizard fan or number two. I think Sarah's number one lizard fan. Wait,
well, we can be co number one lizard.
We could be co. We could be president of the
be
fan
like
club.
World's best lizard fan, and then everyone gets to wear a shirt.
There you go.
Yay!
I'm
love
super
it.
Into this. This is great.
This is great. Lizard fans. I'm delighted to learn this. I can't wait to see these YouTube channels as they grow and flourish. And
Lion Cake was upset to learn that he didn't actually have his own channel, so we might have to rectify that soon. He's like, "Well, how is anyone going to find me if I don't have my own channel? What do you mean you've been on just your normal YouTube?" So
oh my gosh! What about brand recognition, Dad?
Right?
SEO? Come on! Oh,
and they also made logos for their things. I'll have to share those.
Are you kidding me? This is amazing! I'm really so impressed with their industriousness and their enthusiasm, and I can't wait to see all of
this. This is great. This is great.
Yeah. Please share when available. Of course, if they are wanting to share, which I'm guessing if they're worried about having their brand
only
name
to true lizard fans can they share.
I'm ready to buy my t-shirt right now. So.
Right, I know. My mouse is on the button hovering over to buy now. Buy it now.
I have room in my closet for new t-shirts. I am ready.
So cute.
Oh my gosh. That is very, very cute. Oh, I love hearing about these. That is very important new news as well, and I'm very glad to hear it. I'm also interested in hearing about, we have some very interesting adventures that JB has been on, and I'd like to introduce a very special, what could it be now?
What could it be now?
AKA Catbird 2000, as we've decided.
Yes. The name of the game.
Mm-mm. Tell us, and why did we think about that name, Joelle? Is it because we're identifying things in pictures?
Yes.
Like a catbird,
yes. Perhaps? So we played a very fun game a while ago now called Catbird. I think that's what we called the game, Catbird, because the name of
is this a cat
animal
bird?
Was a catbird. And now we're going to play a game called What Animal Is This from Alaska?
I'm very excited.
Okay.
So it's called Catbird 2000. I don't know why.
It's just because
I'm realizing it's 2022 and we're calling it Catbird 2000. And I love everything about that, Sarah.
That's why it's even better, because it's so good. Silly.
So I shared a link in our Slack. And
oh my gosh.
The cover photo is a photo of me, actually.
Yes. I saw that sweet.
You might not have trouble identifying that the particular species of the animal, but I'm going to make you be specific on that one. But let's start with the first photo. So let me know when you've opened up the
The album pictures. Itself.
The album.
I have the album.
I've shared an album.
Where's the album?
It's the link I shared in the Slack under, if you go to topics.
Nope, I found it.
You found
Yay.
It.
Yay. I opened it two times.
So if you open up the very first photo.
Yes. Oh, is
you
there
should
an animal
see.
Here?
You should Ooh. See green grass.
I see.
And you should see,
I see
something.
Some antlers. I see.
There's
some
an
antlers.
Animal in that photo. What do you
oh
see?
Oh my gosh! Is it a caribou?
Caribou. Reindeer.
It's a caribou. It's a caribou. Yay! It's a caribou.
It's a reindeer.
I love that picture so
Are
much.
Are caribou the same thing as reindeer?
Like, so that's yeah. a. That, yeah. That, yeah. I'm glad you're asking me that question. Is a caribou and a reindeer the same thing?
I thought it was. Is it?
I think it was.
Yeah.
That's what the wildcats told me.
No one ever said they were the same thing.
Oh, I think they are. Maybe caribou
I always
is what
they
you
were.
Call. Maybe it's like the proper name is caribou.
The reindeer,
and
also known as the caribou in North America, is a species of deer with circumpolar distribution, native
Thank
to Arctic, subarctic,
so,
tundra, boreal,
this is
and mountainous
very
regions.
Informative. We're learning.
So
we're learning.
The moment I got to Alaska, on every menu, reindeer sausage.
Reindeerkäken.
Reindeerkäken. Reindeerkäken. Yes. Thank you.
Wizard of
the us. Wizard of Oz.
What is this? What is happening?
This was from, what was it?
That was like a
cranium?
Decade ago. It was cranium.
A cranium game. Yes. I like that these are very firmly implanted in my mind. If I would ever hear Reindeerkäken. I think that is like a type of, I'm
because
guessing.
Because it was so jerky of him. So, context. We were playing Cranium.
Cranium.
And I don't, was I on your team, Mark? It doesn't matter.
I
was
I can't
on someone's
remember.
Team, and we were very close to winning.
Yeah.
And producer Jack, the last thing that we had to do was answer this question on this card to win, basically. And so producer Jack was not about to let me win the game. Basically, you had to, and the question was like, what does Reindeerkäken mean? Whatever. And like you could figure it out, but he didn't pronounce it Reindeerkäken. He was like, reindeer's kick. Like it was like in a way that you couldn't understand what the word was. And I was like, that is not fair. If I had seen the word, obviously I would have known.
Oh, that's right.
Reindeerkäken is like a reindeer cake. Like,
yeah.
So the next question that was given to him by me
was
about the Wizard of Oz, and I said Wizard of Oz is Wiseheart. Oh, so he couldn't understand that.
Wiseheart of Ooze.
what a
amazing.
Sweet, silly memory I do
amazing.
Enjoy. But yes, so did you
Reindeerkäken.
Wait, so did you partake of any of the Reindeerkäken or Reindeer sausage as the case may be?
Jakar certainly did on several occasions.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I tasted it a little bit. It just tasted
like
sausage, a hot dog
probably.
Or whatever.
I believe it.
Because most of the time when they sold it as reindeer sausage, it was like part pork, part reindeer, part...
Well,
or sometimes it was like multiple things. It was like several meats all mixed together into a sausage.
A meat,
bonanza. Like you do with sausage.
That's
like
true.
You
do. Mixing all the things in.
It's a smorgasbord of meats. But yeah, the moment we saw reindeer sausage on the menu, I was like, oh yeah, we're definitely in Alaska. It was like it was like the kitschiest.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. it was so like tourism, like, you know, trap.
Yeah.
Thing like
it's like when you get the dolphin bites in Florida and
yeah.
the alligator
dolphin
bites.
It
oh
was
my
on
gosh!
Absolutely every menu.
It is
everywhere.
Dolphin bites. There's a dolphin fish Oh, fun mahi, fact. Mahi. It's not actually dolphin. It's yes. a dolphin fish.
Not to be confused with the porpoise.
They call it dolphin,
mammal.
Though.
That's fair. That'd be tricky. Oh, and since I know we're trying to keep this episode a little short and sweet, let's take a little break right here, if we may.
Okay, let's do that.
Take a little break.
Breaking.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we're back from break.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
After a refreshing break.
Had
thanks, guys.
Water.
Oh, yeah. Ah, so oh, yeah.
Do you guys want to go to picture two?
Yeah.
Picture
let's
two.
Let's go to picture two.
Picture
can you
two.
Find the animal picture in picture two. Two?
Can I find my window? Oh, wait. Is this
it's a booblibby.
It's a cute little bumblebee. He's so fuzzy.
So more important than the bumblebee is actually the
flower
oh, that it's on.
The sweet pea? Is it sweet pea? So
this
pretty.
Is a fireweed in
oh,
Alaska.
Fireweed.
And it was
I didn't know
everywhere.
That.
Apparently oh. fireweed grows after forest fires.
Oh.
And it is all over Alaska and it is so pretty.
Wow.
And fireweed is a thing, I guess, that happens in lots of places, but Alaska has the prettiest of the fireweeds.
It's really
and they make
beautiful.
Honey out of fireweed and you can actually buy fireweed honey in Alaska.
Oh,
And they put it on food. And so ooh, I think, yum. I think my brother actually got it on like one of the pizzas that he ate and stuff.
Oh,
too.
Nice.
Well, it's but
beautiful.
Yeah, it was a really, really pretty photo of the little bumblebee on the,
yeah,
on the
fireweed.
Might suggest it's kind of a almost a fuchsia color, a magenta-y fuchsia.
Yeah.
It's so very pretty.
It's like a pastel-y
really
fuchsia.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have fields of this stuff. It's incredible.
How
took
beautiful.
A lot of photos of the fireweed.
Oh, now is that because there have been is it because there were forest fires or is it
forest fires happen and then you know obviously the once a weed grows it spreads like you know a weed
wildfire
or wildfire but you know wildfires happen either randomly or by you know stupid people
yeah.
one or the other
right, yeah. negligence sure
but how beautiful these flowers are. I love that. What a pretty picture and what a sweet
yeah.
little bee.
Yeah,
sweet little bumble.
It's a sweet bee. Oh,
do you guys see anything special about the bee? I don't know if it's just a bee or if it's a special bee.
It's a bumblebee.
It's a bumblebee.
A little fuzzy bumble. They're so fuzzy and so cute.
It's a fuzzy
bumble. I can't tell. There are different like types of booblebees. So like I don't know the differences, yeah. but
there might be other photos nice of bumblebees though. That I might have taken that oh, might be more detailed, nice. But I don't have
cutie.
This particular photo.
Well, I like this little fuzzy
so.
Bumblebee.
In the next photo.
Okay, this looks like trees, Joelle. Are you kidding me? Is there something in this?
So,
does this spot the animal?
There may or may
in the front.
It's not the yellow thing.
That's a, that looks
in
like
this
it
photo,
may
in the center, in the brush
oh.
of trees in the center, there may or may not be
Bigfoot.
A
oh, it's Yeti. It's Hans.
There
I
may or may
it.
Not be a blonde grizzly bear hiding in that brush of trees
oh
somewhere.
My sure.
So here's what happened. We were very far away across
okay.
this riverbed.
Gotcha,
and
gotcha.
And there was like bathrooms in this area, this like the visitor area. And there's all these people just like looking over the riverbed. And we're like, what are you looking at? And they're like, there's a bear over there. And I was like, okay. And we're all staring and staring and staring. And if you stare long enough, you just saw this little bear.
Get
out.
And
by little, I mean, it was probably a full-size bear.
Sure, but so far away.
And I didn't know how far away we were because like you couldn't understand like the distance. So I was looking for a bear that was like maybe like the size of like my thumb or like my fingernail of some kind.
Oh,
it
sure.
was even smaller than that. That's how far away we were.
So
like I thought maybe I caught a picture of it in this photo. And I showed it to this little kid who was on the bus with us.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, did I get a photo of it? And I show him the picture and he just goes, no.
Nice. So this is trees and brush
around.
So I still think if you look to the right in the middle of the middle,
yes,
there's like a little white patch.
Uh-huh.
It's like a tiny little blob in the middle of the middle. Still think that's the bear.
Oh,
because it's a blonde grizzly. In my heart, I caught a picture of the blonde grizzly.
And you were there. And your eyes could see better than the camera's eyes could. Maybe you do know exactly where that. When I zoom in on this, it does look very much like a magic eye picture. If I cross my eyes, maybe the grizzly bear will appear.
I would never know. So I'll never know. You'll never know. None of us will ever know. Anyway, all I can tell you is that behind these trees, there's a grizzly bear just walking around, going back and forth. And Bigfoot.
With Bigfoot.
And what's cool is it's a blonde grizzly. It's a very light colored grizzly.
It's also a blonde Bigfoot. Many people don't know. But
he just got his tips frosted. It's very gone. 90s comeback.
Got his ears pierced.
he went to go have a snack with Guy Fieri first.
Of course. Well, I love this regardless of me being able to actually see the grizzly bear. I'm happy to know that he's chilling in there.
He's back there somewhere. In the next photo.
Oh my.
This tree. One's a little far away.
He is. I can see a shape.
You see a shape.
I do. I have a guess
for
the shape.
Looks like another caribou, but what could it be?
I'm wondering, is this a moose? Because its head looks very big.
Oh, it's very moosey.
I wish it was a moose.
I did see
a single moose on the same adventure that all the photos have taken on. But no, it is actually still just another caribou.
caribou. Leash wins. Leash. Nice caribou.
We saw a whole bunch of caribou on this particular trip, but this was the closest one.
Did you see any reindeer?
But now she has.
I saw a caribou and I saw a reindeer. What?
How is that? But I only saw one animal. How is that possible? Only
that does sound like
one
a riddle.
In 10,000 have ever figured this one out.
This next photo is just a picture to show you how blue an iceberg off of a glacier looks.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Oh, wow. It really does look very blue.
It's blue.
It looks blue-tiful.
And white.
Sure.
I'm saying it's like solid blue. It has blue like shadows and shades
shadows,
to it in the middle.
Yeah. Sure. But definitely, I think more blue than I would have expected.
If you go to the next photo, there's more.
Okay.
There's like more.
Can
blue
I just say that our intro song though says that its glaciers are so blue? And would I say if I saw this out in the world, would I say this is so blue? No, I would.
Well,
say
also, this is an iceberg,
a hint of blue.
This is an iceberg, not a glacier. So,
true dat. In my face.
Counterpoint, I would say, wow, those are so much bluer than I was expecting ice would be.
Yeah, there you go. And also, like with your actual peepers versus my terrible camera, totally different situation.
Oh, fair enough. Wow.
And then the second photo there is also another iceberg. And then the next photo, I hope you recognize this aminal.
That is, in fact, our nation's cyborg. Our nation's yes, yeah, robot. It's sitting on a robot cyborg. It's our nation's theme animal, the turkey.
Theme animal. Yes.
The camouflage head bag of trash.
That does kind of is blending into that mystery. It looks like it's a beautiful misty background. That's very beautiful too. But
yeah, this was
I like it.
This was in the fjords on the way to our on the way
the
to
guy
our cruise
fjord
the beginning of our
seas?
The guy yeah, fjords. It's actually the Kenai fjords in Alaska. Kenai. I didn't know how to pronounce that until we started the cruise. Kenai. There are a bunch of glaciers that form these fjords up in the North Pacific Ocean. And this is the North. Oh my God. North. This is a North American bald eagle.
Oh yeah. A beautiful bald eagle.
We saw
looking
so
majestic.
Many bald eagles just like, they make these huge big nests. The nests are so
massive,
big and they just
right?
make them, mm-hmm. they just make them out in like the open because they're in Alaska and they can just do that. Apparently.
They do whatever they want.
They do whatever the heck they want.
Spices.
Oh, super cool. Pretty. Looking real majestic up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how they always look so like smug.
They're very grand.
They are grand indeed. Quite grand. Ooh.
So this next photo.
I see something.
This one is a fun little can you see the animal? A bit of a camouflage.
I see them. They're sitting, they're laying out, lounging, looking all relaxed and cute. But I don't know which sort of sausage this is.
Yeah, which color sausage is it?
Right? It looks like maybe, are these brown sausages?
Wait, I don't see them.
Maybe these are gray sausages. They're
I see them.
They're very
cute. Aw, little bye-byes.
They're just chilling out. Chilling out. I mean, I'm guessing they might be gray sausages. Are they seals?
Yeah, these are the gray ones.
Ah.
These are the harbor seals. These are the gray sausages. So we learned on our cruise that the harbor seals are gray sausages. And the, was it the walruses are the brown, are the larger brown sausages? Did I say walruses or was it the?
Sea lions.
Sea lions. Thank you. Yeah. Sea lions are the larger brown sausages. Yes.
Oh, I love it. Oh
and
my
sea
gosh.
Lions have ears.
Yeah, and seals do not. Ears. Ear flappies. But they're hard to see from far away, probably.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, we didn't get close
enough
on our
little
boat.
And I think that there's something else. Like, sea lions can sit up differently than seals. Seals can only do this. But sea lions can actually, like, get on their tail kind of, like, a little higher. They can use their core strength a little bit better.
They do a full-on upward dog, whereas the sea lions just do a chaturanga down.
A little more.
Oh, sea lions, I think, are stronger than seals. The seals.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
seals are a lot
floppier. They do cobra pose. Seals are more cobra pose.
There you go. Seals stay cobra. Sea lions, upper facing.
Yeah. But yeah, these blend much more. When we got really close to the glacier, though, it was like surrounded by the harbor seals. Like it,
wow.
Like, and we were so far away that all we saw was little like specks of black spots in front of the glacier. And I was like, wait, those are seals? And it was filled with harbor seals in front of them. Wow. And I was like, I could not believe how many seals are just like hanging out right there.
That's amazing.
But this is just the ones that were sunbathing.
Oh, they're so cute. They look so comfy.
And the next photo.
Oh, wow.
These are
sea lions.
Yeah. Oh. These are the brown sausages.
Sorry. I went too far ahead. I jumped ahead to the next picture.
We're just looking at brown sausages, Sarah. Yes. Just the brown sausages.
I see the brown sausages. I see them. I see the sea lions. Those are lounging. The sea lions.
Yeah, more lounging sea lions.
They do a good job of jumping up on those rocks. I got to say, it looks like they got to do a good scramble to get up.
They use their core strength.
That's very impressive. They're so strong.
It's very impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see any walrus?
We didn't see any walruses. That was not on. It's so funny. They gave us like a little like map of all the animals we were going to see.
Oh, yeah.
And literally we saw all the animals on the map and nothing more.
Oh, wow.
I was like, so like, is nothing else here? Or like, do the animals know that they should show up? And
aww. The poor animals
like
that were on the charter's like, we're doing our best. What more do you want from us?
It truly is. It felt like exhibits at the zoo. Aww. Like, oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. This is the walrus or the sea lion exhibit. And this is the seal exhibit.
That's wild. So was it also often they were not like associating? They weren't like in the same area with other animals because these have all been kind of isolated.
That was the other thing. Like, yeah, the harbor seals were in one spot. And then we went around rocks into the other side. And then the sea lions are over here.
Wow.
And then the other animals we'll find are here. And then the captain, she was like, oh, we're getting a call. There's something blah 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 in the water. We're gonna about face and go chase after that. And then we went to chase after the thing in the water. And
oh my gosh,
you know, that was really kind of exciting.
Yeah. Well, I like that they had like scouts out ahead, like checking out what was in the area.
Well,
so
it was just
like,
other boats on other cruises ahead because there was the 6 hour tour and the 8 hour tour and the 4 hour tour
and
so.
A 3 hour tour.
So they're all like, you know, coordinating with each other. And so we would go out to like go and check out the, you know, the thing in the water. And then we'd see the boat over there and the boat over there. And I was like, oh, we're all just waiting for this thing to pop up. And that's the next photo.
Oh, I saw that. That's when I skipped ahead to. And I was like, I see a little plume, a little blowhole
spout.
A little spout.
We did our best to get photos, and maybe there's a photo somewhere where me or my brother caught a tail, but that's the spout. We definitely saw the whale. It was a, I think it was a humpback.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Yeah, you can see like part of the whale there with its little like where the spout is coming out. Yeah, I think that's more than a wave. But that's so exciting. So you got to see a whale from distance. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I didn't know I was going on a whale watch too. Like it was a whole bunch of things in one. It was very cool.
Nice.
That is really awesome.
The next photo. Do you know what this animal is?
It's a porpoise of some sort.
Oh, another sea.
Is it an orca or is it a dolphin?
It is a porpoise.
Oh, specifically a porpoise.
It's specifically a porpoise. It's a doll's. Hey! It's a doll's porpoise. D-A-L-L.
I did so good. I'm crushing this.
Getting those sea mammals A+. I love
nailing it.
Porpoise.
Wow.
I knew it. I did it on porpoise.
porpoise.
Oh, get it.
And they did a little show for us. They were doing a bunch of little jumps and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
really cute.
There were a couple of them, I think.
Wow.
Cute.
They look like they must have been pretty close to you, too, that you were getting, like, because that looks, it's not like.
Yeah, they weren't that far, and we got really close to them. Like, we pulled up, like, you know, not that far. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then they just moved, and then they moved really fast, and they were far away before we knew it. So,
oh wow, they're just so sleek and speedy.
Yeah,
speedy boats.
So this next photo is a fun little thing. Do you know what those are in the water?
There's things in the water.
Reflections.
No, I just see like they look. There's like light shapes.
Oh wait! I see.
There's little circular.
Are they jellies?
Yeah.
What? The migration of the jellies in Stardew Valley is happening in front of your eyes.
I learned that the term for this group of species is a smack.
A smack?
It's a smack of moon jellies.
Oh, ooh. A smack of moon jellies. It's so funny. I love it.
I learned the term smack of jellies, and I was so delighted.
Where are they going?
And I knew about moon jellies because we collect them in Animal Crossing. We have them in that tank in the thing. The
beautiful display. The cool I love tank. That.
And so I saw these and I was like, I know the moon jellies.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful.
I was
that
so
is really lovely. They almost
and
like
it glows in the water. You look down, you can like see this strip. Like it really like the color of the water is like a different sort of like neon sort like, of glow.
Like a Milky Way underneath.
Yeah.
Under the water. It's so pretty. Wow.
At our Baltimore Aquarium, the moon jellies are the ones that you can touch in the touching pool. So if you want to go visit them, they are there.
That is
at the
so
National
lovely.
Aquarium.
I want to go into the touching pool to check out the moon jellies. Moon so it sounds jellies. Like they're friendly jellies that they won't sting
yes,
you.
Yes, you
is
touch
nice.
Their backs. They won't hurt you if you touch their little stingers. They're very sensitive and they prefer you don't touch. You only touch their backs when they're
that
doing the
nice.
Cuppy sheep.
Oh,
their friendly cup at the top thing.
Yeah,
that is lovely. Wow,
very cool. Very sweet.
So this next photo is the glacier from a very, very far, far away distance.
Wow.
This is to show how how many parts of it are blue. It's not solid blue leash, but there's a lot of blue parts. And when you get closer, you get the sense for how blue it is. And this is the part of the trip where I didn't have my glasses anymore. And I was only wearing sunglasses because I lost my glasses the day before.
Oh, no, Joelle.
And even with my sunglasses, I could tell how blue this glacier was.
That is wild.
On the bottom.
You're going to be difficult.
Never going to stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Well, that's I'm not sending you to Alaska to prove it, so we're just going to have to call it what it is.
How cold was it?
It was so cold. The closer the closer you got to the glacier, the colder it got, like because the air was coming off of it, and it just kept getting colder and colder and colder. It was so cold.
That's amazing.
But yeah, awesome. if you look really closely, there's little tiny dots like right down in front of that glacier, like to the left and right of that rock. Yes. Those are the seals.
Oh my goodness. Oh, so the seals are loving this cold, I'm
Wait,
sure.
Where wow. do what now? Where do,
so
do
you see the rock that's sort of in front of the glacier? It's
yes.
not a rock,
Wait,
actually.
The little
it's sort
one
of
or
a
the
hole.
Big one?
Is
it the big thing that's
Yeah,
like
you see the
big thing in the water?
Yeah, the big triangle that's like the formation in the middle of the glacier.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So down to the left and right of it, that looks like rocks. That's actually like seal. There are seals hanging out on those things, essentially.
Wow.
Some of those are like neat. Like wood things that the seals are hanging out on, and some of them are just, you know, dark pieces of glacier or icebergs that have fallen off that the seals are sitting on. A lot of that darkness you're seeing is actually seals.
Wow.
They're little seals.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think I got pictures of like some of the things, but we never got close enough to actually make out an individual seal, but the little dots and specks, I was like, those are all seals.
That's so amazing. Cool.
If you listened really faintly, could you hear
did you know
when it snows?
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. You know what? I think maybe I did, Leash.
Oh, magical.
It was so, it was really beautiful. And she let us get like, not super close, but like we just sat there for a while just staring at the glacier. It was so peaceful, just taking it in. It was amazing.
It's amazing. It looks, yeah. I mean, I'm just amazed at how huge it looks. It also looks like it's almost like another planet's surface, the way the texture
it's so craggy. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And people hike on glaciers like that are like, you know, they, you know, I mean, like Leash, you said have you been on a glacier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. People hike on all different types of glaciers and things like that. Wow. This one is a particular, very, you know, temperamental one that has a lot of like icy things, but you can hike on this one cause it's solid.
Wow.
And I learned that this is the one glacier, and maybe there's more than one, but this is one of the glaciers that is not actually actively receding.
Oh, that's good.
Or
news.
At least in any significant way. Pretty much every other glacier is, you know, actively receding.
Wow. Wow.
To some degree. And this one is just staying pretty even keeled at 98% or whatever of, you know, it's not getting bigger, but it's not actively receding either.
Oh, man. Hang in there, glacier. Stay yeah. strong. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good job.
But yeah, we actually got to see like icebergs fall off while we were sitting there.
Oh, wow.
It was so loud.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Could you hear it? Is it like...
You could hear it.
Wow.
It's super loud when iceberg falls off. Yeah.
Wow. Extremely loud and incredibly close.
Yeah. They call it calving.
Calving. That's right. Because they're little baby calves of an iceberg or rather of a glacier that turns into
having
an iceberg.
A baby.
Yeah.
Having a glacier baby.
Calving. Amazing.
That is amazing. Wow. The next photo was amazing, crazy, treacherous moment. But do you know what this animal is before I tell you about it?
I'm clicking. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Is it a black bear or a brown bear?
I think it's just a grizzly. But yeah, it's a black grizzly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this was a really big, like, side of the mountain.
Wow.
And this bear was working its way across this very steep mountainside.
Oh, so it's very sheer. Oh, Leash has a question.
What's up, Leash?
To see what he could see?
Yeah. And on the very far end, there was green grass and trees and all kinds of stuff. But our captain was really worried about him. So she stopped and let us watch until he made it all the way to the end. Because I think because of how steep it was and how little purchase he had and how like he was so exposed to other predators. And I don't know what exactly she was worried about, but she was very worried about him. We all watched to make sure he made it across. And then once he made it across, he like disappeared into the into the brush and the trees. So he was safe, you know.
He was safe and sound and away from that very sheer side of the mountain. That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, we watched the whole thing. And I have a video of him walking all the way across.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it. Well, Joelle, may we
What's
put
up?
Your beautiful quiz on hold that we can share some tiny delights and then wrap up our episode?
I think that's great. And then maybe next time I'll add a couple more to the folder too. So we have a few more
spoiler
things.
Spoiler alert, next time on Joelle's Adventures.
I love
There's a puppy.
This is a very special Animal Crossing adventure where Joelle is crossing tracks, whether up close or from a distance with animals of Alaska. Yeah. Very cool. I love it. I can't believe we've seen so many amazing animals. I can't believe there's more. This is so cool. I'm out of breath.
More to find. More to see.
More to find. But now, once again, I'm asking for your tiny delights.
Sky rockets in flight.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Tiny delights.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-dum.
Tiny delights.
Tiny delights.
Tiny delights.
Tiny delight.
I love it. Well, this whole Alaska thing has been a huge delight, so I'm excited that we can hear about those. But Leash, I understand you have some tiny delights to share.
I have so... Not so many. I have some. I have some. So JB went very far away, and I went a little far away from where we are currently. I went to visit my childhood creek. I learned that it's called Shingle Kill, in case anyone's wondering.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of
kills in New York. A lot of kills,
which basically means it's a creek.
Gotcha.
And then shingle because there's a lot of shale in the area. Oh. So all of the a lot of the rocks that are in the creek are like flat shaley type rocks. So they look like shingles. So Shingle Kill. So I took my family to visit the creek, and we went all the way down to, there's this spot called Diana's Well. And I'm pretty sure that like maybe under like 200 people in the world probably know about this place. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but like if they visited it, they would not know what it was called. It's a special little secret space that was like, it's maybe like a mile down the creek from where I used to live. And I used to go with my dad a lot, and it was really just like a special place. So what's special about it is it's like a natural well that like there's like a waterfall that makes this like giant welly pit that I was never allowed to swim in because you didn't know how to. It was like very deep. It was like a very deep swimming pool that didn't have a bottom.
Oh, gotcha. Don't know where it ends.
But it's super duper cool. And I took the, we all went down there. We all walked down the creek together, and we got down there, and in 2009 I took Jack down to Diana's Well.
Oh,
so that was like 13 years ago, and we wrote on a rock our names and we put our dates on there, and I found that rock, and I got to take a picture with it, and I re-sharpied it to keep the stuff legible, and then we made a new rock and put it up there, so next time we go we'll have two rocks to see.
It's just a really special
place.
That's amazing.
And then when I got back, I Googled Diana's Well. I'm like, that's what I've always called it when I was a kid, because that's what someone told me it was. And I Googled it, and I found a postcard from 1912 with a picture of it on there.
That's so cool.
On eBay, and I bought it, and now I have it, and it's so cool.
That is awesome. God. You have to like preserve it somehow, like laminate or something, or put it in like a thing.
I know.
Yeah.
Or and scan it, and like if you don't mind sharing a picture with us, I would love to see it.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And I'll share a picture of us at the well, and it looks a little bit different now. It was the creek was like very low because it was so hot out. It was very droughty and it hadn't had a lot of rain right now, so it was kind of like much lower than it could be. But it always goes through ebbs and flows of the season, so I wasn't like
natural. Yeah, natural concerned changes in tides and stuff. Yeah,
that's so exciting though.
That's amazing.
Second tiny delight was right before we were leaving, it started to rain, and I told Desmond that when it rains, my little red spotted efts come out in New York, which is my spirit animal. I love it so much because when I was a little kid, my dad and I used to go when it rained and find them and put them in our capture box and stuff. So when it started to rain right as we were leaving, Desmond wanted to go and look for efts. We couldn't find any, And then so right before we left, I said, let's go to where I used to find them with my dad. And we walked down the street and we still couldn't find any. And then like right as we were about to leave, Desmond looked down and right in front of his feet was a little tiny eft. And we took a picture with it and we let it go. And then afterwards, I felt really bad because I was like, I should have had Sherpy do it too. And then we couldn't find the eft when we got back. And she was so sad and I felt really bad. But we took pictures. And next time, I'll make sure that Sherpy gets to
Oh, yeah.
Do the,
okay.
And, do the F thing. It was really cute moment. And special.
It was special. She didn't want to keep the little F2. Yeah, yeah, didn't want to.
No.
It was extra special.
Oh, they're so cute.
They're
I love
so
them
sweet
so much.
So tiny and precious.
They just
I'm so glad
around.
You guys saw them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are my tiny delights from New York.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds like it sounds absolutely like exactly what you wanted to happen. It all happened, and that's really lovely.
Yeah. Well, the things that were not so great were that I got bit by two ticks, and I had to take antibiotics, and then I got back and had COVID. So it was like,
oh my gosh, are you kidding me? That's so
that part was not great, but the other stuff was great. Other stuff was magical.
The other stuff was very magical and great. Oh. Yeah. Well, I'll just share two little tiny delights for me, if I may. They're both Animal Crossing related-ish because they're both animals that are we find in Animal Crossing.
Like, so see, we're all crossing with animals. It's
all
great.
Crossing with animals. It's amazing. So
in real life.
I was in the sweet, sweet Outer Banks, which is so beautiful and sweet. We're in Kerala, which is a lovely beach area. And I like to go and walk the beach every morning. So one morning I found a sweet treasure of a little hermit crab that was in its shell. I found a beautiful shell and I was like, oh, there's someone living in this shell. And I watched him and took a little video so you can see him popping his little head out. And he is very, very sweet and very shy. And he puts his head right back away. But it was very exciting because I feel like I didn't even know they lived in that area, but they sure do. And the other wacky, zany Animal Crossing encounter was there were some very cold water days where the upwelling of the warm water moves out to sea and the cold water that's all deeper in the ocean moves up to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings with it some deep sea cold water creatures, including the naked sea butterfly, which we saw when we were swimming out during the day. And they're so sweet. And they're just these little, they're sea snails without shells. And they look a lot like they look in Animal Crossing, just a little bit skinnier. But those little sea butterflies are very cute and weird. But saw them in person and sure was strange. And boy, was that water cold.
That was a really cool photo you shared with us too.
Oh yes, that.
Wait,
oh yeah,
the
for
photos?
Sure. Oh, the photos. Oh, sorry, it's in the little Slack. But the photo I shared of the sea butterfly, I did not take that photo because I did not bring my camera with me into the water.
Fair enough. So that's just what they. That's what they
the
look
video
like.
Of the hermit crab.
Oh! I have a link. I have a link in there too. That's on my Instagram. If you see that in there, on the stories. But I think I shared, hopefully I shared the link. Where am I?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I found
it. Yeah. But you can see that little friend and he is very precious and very shy and ducks his little head away. But I'm happy to share that.
Story unavailable.
What? I'll get it to you. I'll try it again. Well, but for now, on that note of I will get it to you after the podcast. But, I'm sorry. Why is it not working? Boo. Let me see.
This account is private. How am I not friends with you?
Also, it's not private. I don't think it's a private thing. I'm not a private account. That's so weird. Well, either way.
Who are you, Rar?
To take my word for it. That
what
it's
in the
me.
World? One
but
post,
anyway.
One follower? This can't be
oh,
right.
That can't be it. I must have. This can't be there you. Must be something wrong with the link. Just give me a chance. I'll get for you. But in the meantime, we can close out this podcast episode and say, look forward to more Alaskan animal adventures and animal crossings in our next upcoming podcast.
I'm gonna fill a whole new folder with pictures.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. Oh, it was so nice to catch up with you guys. I'm really glad that you're both recovering and feeling better and had such great adventures in the meantime or in your time in their summer, how we spent our summer vacations. Indeed.
Yeah. And we're back.
Yes, we're back. And listener, we hope you're having a wonderful summer too. If you want to share any animal adventures, feel free to reach out to us on the social medias at The Pocket Pod, wherever fine podcasts are posted or internet interactions are. In the meantime, thanks to you listeners. Thanks to Leash.
Thank you. To
JB.
Oh, thanks.
Of course. And thank you to producer Jack for making this episode sound super spiffy keen. And until next time,
Pocket Pod.